the relationship with my father so far. So our relationship has always been very, very surface level, which was fine when we were little kids because there weren't any serious topics to discuss. But as I got older, his role in my life just faded away. He was always there at home and physically present. He always knew what was going on, but he wasn't neglecting me. Maybe he was, but I got no real guidance from him, and sometimes I feel like he doesn't even know me. Like his conception of me as a person is very shallow. I admit I get angry at him sometimes, but it's hard to control it when the most my father can ask me is how is it at work, and then waits for me to say something, and as soon as I start talking about something that has a bit more substance and requires you to be engaged in the conversation, he practically checks out. I can feel it in his blank stare and nodding. So it's just the fact that our relationship is very surface level. It's always something that's been bothering me very much, and I could never rationalize it to me how he could be like that. As far as our relationship between me and my father, it's always been very, very, very shallow. Yeah, and I did confront him a number of times about this topic, but with a much nicer approach than what I'm saying now. And it backfired completely, and it always ends with him pouting and refusing to discuss, not wanting to talk about it anymore, and not accepting any kind of responsibility about it. He's a notorious pouter. Anything else other than talking about a very important topic with me or anyone else. Yeah, a lot of the conversations are about food. What are we gonna eat this weekend, this day? What I cooked, what I did today, what I did yesterday. I did this and that, and it's so shallow. Just thinking about it, it makes my brain explode.